An Ontario court has struck down a bill that limited wages for public sector workers. Groups representing several hundred thousand public sector employees challenged the constitutionality of Bill 124, a law passed in 2019 that limits wage increases at 1% per year for Ontario public service employees as well as broader public sector workers. The province argued the law did not infringe constitutional rights. Unions representing government workers, teachers, nurses, and university faculty members argued the law had taken away meaningful collective bargaining, thereby violating the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The provisions of the bill were to be in effect for 3 years as new contracts were negotiated, and the Tories had said it was a time-limited approach to help eliminate the deficit. Justice Marcus Conan says the law infringes on the applicants' rights to freedom of association and collective bargaining. Although inconvenient, the right to strike is a component of a free and democratic society, Conan wrote. Strikes bring issues to the public forefront and allow their resolution to be influenced by public opinion. The Ontario Nurses Association will be looking to reopen the contracts affected by Bill 124, its interim president Bernie Robinson said. The wage suppression has demoralized our nurses and healthcare professionals, she said in an interview. It's made Ontario's nursing crisis even worse, and these skilled and vital workers have left their jobs. They've left to find better opportunities or left the profession entirely, and that is honestly a shame. A lawyer for one of the teachers' unions called the decision a historic victory. The decision is a significant rejection of the government's policies which sought to pursue its economic agenda on the backs of workers, said Paul Cavaluzzo, who represented the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association in the case. The clear message of this judgment is that collective bargaining is a fundamental freedom which governments cannot trample on in order to save money or avoid the difficulties inherent in the collective bargaining process. A lawyer for the Ontario Federation of Labour and broader public sector workers said the decision is a complete vindication for unions. The reasons also thoroughly debunked the government's argument that the wage controls were in any way justified, particularly in view of the various tax cuts implemented by the Ontario government, the absence of any fiscal crisis, and the serious impact on workers of the 1% wage controls, including in the face of significantly higher inflation and widespread recruitment and retention challenges, said Stephen Barrett. Karen Littlewood, the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, said she is pleased the court determined the law was an overreach. We knew when we launched this challenge against Bill 124 that it was the right thing to do, that workers' rights were being taken away, that the majority of education workers who are women were being unfairly attacked, she said. Teachers are currently in talks for new contracts with the government, and Littlewood said she hopes this round sees free and fair collective bargaining. All opposition parties called for the provincial government to let the decision stand and not appeal it. It's affected our relationship with our frontline healthcare workers and nurses and has been very damaging at a time when we need those people more than ever, said interim Liberal leader John Fraser. In September, the Financial Accountability Office of Ontario said the law was set to save the province $9.7 billion. The financial watchdog said overturning it would cost the province $8.4 billion over 5 years, including a potential $2.1 billion in retroactive payment to the majority of workers already affected by Bill 124. Contracts for about 30% of public workers have not yet entered a 3-year period of being affected by the bill. The teachers' unions won a similar court challenge several years ago against the Liberal government. Legislation known as Bill 115 froze some of their wages and limited their ability to strike, and the judge ruled that the government substantially interfered with meaningful collective bargaining. Ontario was left having to pay more than $100 million in remedies to the unions. The judge has deferred the issue of a remedy to a future hearing. The province has 30 days to file its appeal, the Canadian Press.